Call me Blade. He greeted us as we climbed into his semi-cab. He was wiry, with pockmarked cheeks and teeth that had chewed tobacco as eagerly as fat. He looked and sounded fierce, but had nothing but softness and respect for a nice clean couple hitching across Texas. We were about his son's age. With two boys stationed in Afghanistan, he was done with the war.
War is breaking other people's things and killing them.
Seemed like a clear anti-occupation sentiment from a veteran.
But then, it's not war. We're being kind over there.
Seemed a vote for the military as a humanitarian organization, his boys as heroes.
But if it's not war, they should just come home.
How do you feel horror and pride and loneliness all at the same time?
He bought us sodas and shared his sardines and crackers. When we stopped for gas, my fiancée, Stina, shared our trail mix.
What's that about?
He asked, glancing at my purple fingernail polish.
Stina painted them for Valentine's Day.
He humphed as if that was just on this side of acceptable. I wanted it to not be the truth so I could argue about my right to want to wear fingernail polish, but maybe that wasn't important. The landscape scurried past. Stina napped.
I fought, you know, when I was a kid. Broke noses.
I hummed to keep him going.
Spent some time in jail, then therapy.
It did me some good, I think.
There was nothing remotely violent in his demeanor. I, too, think it must have done him some good.
He was helpful. Wanted to be of use.
His advice came out as rules, mostly.
Lean back so your driver can see their mirrors. Take off your hat when you meet a stranger.
Ask politely, and the lady at the Flying J will probably let you nap in the TV room. Good advice. But his help required our continued commitment to a belief in the deep down goodness of humankind.
He drove up and down the rows of semis at the truck stop for 20 minutes, announcing on his CB that he'd picked up a nice clean couple, and could anyone take us further?
When someone gruffly acknowledged that he was going our way, we arranged to meet out in the cold beside his truck cab he'd leave in the morning. This driver had adorned his cab with the Confederate flag.
We met the man. I took off my hat. We shook his hand. I'm sure Blade was grateful that I swallowed my tongue. I know I was grateful that the darkness swallowed my fingernail polish.
Our sense of duty to defend the civil rights of all met our reinforced sense of dutiful civility. Finding each sense at odds with the other after a few tentative testing questions, we settled into a civil silence. That was a much quieter ride, ridden on the edge of a civil blade.